Yeah. So thanks. I also wanted to pick up the CCS readiness topic. I mean, this is also something we've been working on for many years. We published a report, I think that must have been 2010 or 2011, where we looked at an example in Slovenia, in a plant called Sostan, and looked at whether that requirement had any effect, the regulatory requirement had any effect at all on the planning. And conclusion was unfortunately negative. I think that is quite clear by now also that the you know, the concept of CCS readiness is a bit passé. It was a concept that was put forward when CCS was still seen as a technology that needed to be demonstrated for the various industries where it needed to be implemented. I think it's quite clear that's no longer the case. Demonstration is not what we need. We need a regulatory framework that makes it investable. And that's what we're lacking at the moment. I think there is no single industry for which CCS is relevant where we don't actually have technologies available. So talking about CCS readiness, I think is a passé discussion which we need to move away from. I think we need to have a discussion about how do we make it investable, and how do we actually send clear signals to investors that if they don't have a clear plan to implement CCS, a project can't go forward, because CCS readiness has proven to fail to provide that signal, I think.